It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. I am here in studio with the Jeffs, Jeff Holdaway and Jeff Passarella, and it is time to have some more fun at the second annual Eastern Utah Tattoo Expo going on out at the Carbon County Event Center April 26th through the 28th. Friday, Saturday, 11 to 10. The hours will change a little bit for Sunday that are going to play that by ear. But this is just, this was a great event last year. It was so well supported. Everybody showed up for this one, had some fun at that one. So it was time to talk about it, and you got to do it again. So we're going to talk about the artists, some of the artists that they've got, some of the different people that are going to be out there. And then we're going to talk with Jeff Passarella about the fact that, you know what, you need to do your homework when you do these things. And they have a great, great way to do it again this year. Jeffs, thank you so much for coming out. We appreciate you taking the time.
Thanks for having us.
So, Jeff Holdaway, we're going to start with you. And last year you had, I think, about almost 30 artists. Is that what we talked about?
Yeah, yeah.
And this year you're looking at almost 40 already, and we're not there yet.
Yeah.
So let's talk about some of those artists and just kind of give people an idea of the different kinds of tattoo artists that you're going to have at the event.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Last year's show ended up being such a good time, you know, that almost every artist that attended immediately said they were wanting to come back. So great turnout, great support from them. And so a majority of them are coming back and bringing, you know, colleagues and friends along with them. So, they're coming from all over the country, to be honest. And, you can find an artist in any style that you're looking for. Definitely a well-versed, you know, crowd of artists that are going to be attending. So,
and the one thing that we kept talking back to and going back to last year is this is such a great event because it is just one huge community. That's what tattoo artists and people that enjoy getting tattoos and things, they're just a huge community. So this, I mean, with it being the second year, could almost be like a family reunion, couldn't it?
Yeah. A lot of times it definitely feels like it. You know, you get to meet everybody and, you know, become friends. And so, it's just an awesome opportunity for everybody to gather and, you know, showcase what they can do, but also, you know, enjoy the event.
And the great thing about it, and you kind of, we were talking about that before we came on the air, is the fact that, you know, some people, not everybody, but some people look at people with tattoos and they just already put them in this pigeonhole box already. And it's judgment time and they're already there. And you said the great thing about tattoo artists and the tattoo community is they're the ones that are already used to being judged. So there's like zero judgment there. Everybody just goes, hangs out, and is very supportive of everybody, aren't they?
Oh yeah, absolutely. The support that you find in the tattoo community is next to none. Everybody shows up to support each other and you know, the way everybody came out last year and really kind of lifted each other up and made the show what it was.
And we're looking forward to more of that again. As I said, as of right now, you're looking at almost 40 artists signed up, and we've got till the end of April for this.
Correct.
Still. So you may add a few more artists. The gentleman from Fifth Avenue Tattoo Supply will be there to help out the artists as well. And then you've got one more that you wanted to talk about. So let's talk for a moment about proper aftercare.
Huge shout out to Alan with Fifth Avenue. First and foremost, I mean, he's a great guy, great company that he's put together, and he's a huge support to the tattoo community. And in addition to that, a company by the name of Proper Aftercare reached out to me personally and wants, you know, they're looking to support, you know, myself as well as the show that we're putting on. So their presence is going to be there at the show this year and hopefully all of them from here on out.
So just looking forward to another great show. And now let's turn the time over to Jeff Passarella, because Jeff, we've been going back and forth about different things that are going on. And one of the most important things that we keep coming up with out of this event before you even head into the event is do your homework. And you guys have made it so easy for people to do that, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, our platform we got set up, you can go to our Instagram page. Every artist has got a welcome welcoming post on there. You can click on that page. You can go look at their artwork. You can see how to contact them. All of our artists are telling everybody right now, they want you to call them. They want you to direct message them, get a hold of them, do your research on it, look at their artwork. We post our categories for our contest this year already, so some people really like to get into that. If you see a category that kind of fits and that's your style, find an artist that's going to do that. They love to do those tattoos on people for that. And then we also have our website, EasternUtahExpo.com, that has a link to every artist that we have coming, and we'll just continue adding the artists that are on there through there. So there's no reason, if you're interested in getting a tattoo, start doing your research now, looking at your artist and talking to them and come up with a game plan.
And the great thing about that is you find an artist that you like, you can book that. You can book your thing right there for the most part.
Yes, you can. And in fact, last year, come Friday afternoon, most of our artists were booked out for the entire weekend. Felt bad turning a lot of people away, telling me, you know, you couldn't get a tattoo. But that really doesn't mean you still can't go find that artist. Get that artist's business card. Make contact with them on Instagram, Facebook. Follow them. You know, we've had people down there that left with pages of contacts to go down and do there. So, you know, just really do your homework on what you're looking for down there.
So once again, that's on their Instagram page. It's on their website. All that information is available. The other thing you wanted to let everybody know, the great thing about this is don't let it fool you. This is for the entire family. Everybody can come out and have a good time, right?
Yeah, we're actually doing kids tattoos again, which was probably one of our biggest success we had out there. We had kids coming up getting full arm sleeves, leg sleeves, neck tattoos, face tattoos. I mean, they were covered, and they would go to all the artists and show them their artwork, and the artists just love it. And we were even doing awards and had a little girl come up and stand on stage because she wanted to come up and show off her leg tattoo. So we pulled her up there and put her on a chair, and the crowd went nuts. It was awesome.
And you were saying that this year you're going to take it a little step further. You're going to get an in the booth. You're going to have a nice chair for them to sit in so they can full experience.
Exactly.
Right?
Make them feel like they're really getting some ink done on them.
All right. So this is, and once again, $10 at the door. Kids 12 and under are free.
Correct.
There will be all kinds of fun stuff, fun opportunities for everybody out at this one. Looking forward to this. Once again, it's the second annual Eastern Utah Tattoo Expo, April 26th through the 28th, out at the Carbon County Event Center, 11 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, and then just, you know, stay close for the hours on Sunday. Last year, they were 11 to...
One.
But that's the great thing about it is just go on out, take the whole family, yes. Enjoy yourself, and have some fun. Jeff Holdaway and Jeff Passarella, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us about this. We'll be talking again the closer that it gets. We appreciate you guys doing this.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate
it. Absolutely.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.